Luke, you're having a great year. Would this be your best season so far?
Yeah, so far anyway. It's going as well as possible, and I'm ahead of last year's tally already anyway, so hopefully I can keep kicking on and keep going.
And how did the affiliation with Jim Bulger start, and how did the interest in racing start?
My granddad always had a heating equestrian centre at home in Donegal, so started along there and just went pony racing and hunting, and probably from when I was 11 or 12 I was watching Conor R and Oisín R, and Martin Harley had already gone across sea. So when I turned 16 then he got in touch with us and he advised me to go down to Mr. Bulger's, and been there since now, nearly 5 years. So.
And what part of Donegal are you from?
Rathmullen, up near the seaside. So.
And would that have any affinity or any relationship with racing at all, pony racing?
It would. There's a lot, most of the people up there who have the horses and the pony racers, they train them on the beach where I live. So I was always kind of riding their own or riding someone else's or watching them. And was always an interest that stuck anyway.
And I'd say it must have been a bit of a culture shock to go from Donegal down to James. It's not necessarily a hard place to work. You get opportunities. Firm but fair is the usual phrase that you hear about Jim.
Yeah, that's it. It's firm and fair, but at least then, you know, when you're putting in the hard work, you know you're going to get a good ride, you know, and I've got a Group 3 winner out of him, and I've won the Apprentice Derby for him now, and hopefully I can keep going from there. But I suppose there was a difference from going to the beaches to the gallops, all right. No?
And the one key component in Jim, and he's very, very consistent about it, if you ride in the yard and if you're on the team, you ride the horses. And that's indicative of the fact that you won a Group 3 last year. He doesn't look outside. The lads in the yard know that if Kevin isn't going to be riding, it's going to be somebody else.
Yeah, that's it, exactly. And you saw this year again there, even when we had two in the guineas, and it was a big day for Rory as well, and it was great to see that horse win for him. And but now we've good horses this year, so it's making it a lot easier.
And what would have been a highlight so far for you?
I suppose winning the Group 3, and I got a nice kick out of the Apprentice race on Friday evening.
And I thought you rode them to sleep in the Apprentice Derby, because effectively we all thought they were going to go hard, but you bounced out, you set your own fractions, and I'd say professionally when you went home and looked at the race, I thought you gave that horse a hell of a ride.
Yeah, well, I had popped out to be behind the leaders and to get settled, and I'd say a few people got clever around me and they just took back, so I got a couple of lengths and I walked away from there till I turned in, and by the time they got to me I had the turbo kicked in again and I was gone.
I thought you put your experience to good use there.
Yeah, well that's it. I enjoy riding from the front, so something I've got used to along the way, and hopefully I can keep it up anyway.
And a couple of years ago I thought that you were getting quite tall and heavy. Was there a stage where you thought that you might end up having to go over hurdles? You have ridden over hurdles.
Yeah, there was a stage, all right, and you had to put the head cam on me, but I think a few dodgy steps at a hurdle, I think, put me back down the scales again.
Is it your bottle is the problem, or is it just that you prefer the flat?
Well, I love the flat going fast, and I'd have an interest in the pedigrees and all as well, but I don't think me and jumping were going to go down the same road anyway.
And do you enjoy it?
I love it, yeah. But I loved even a few races I had over jumps, I loved it, but it just wasn't for me. I enjoy going fast, and I suppose I'm riding for a lot of loyal people as well, you know. Riding for the boss, and then there's a lot of people that don't have many horses, but I ride nearly all of theirs, you know, and it's getting great opportunities, and long may continue.
And just giving us an idea, say, on argument's sake, you're riding in Roscommon probably on Tuesday, and that starts at 4 o'clock. So maybe give us an outline as to what your day would involve up to then. Do you live on Jim's place?
Yeah, I live in an apartment on the yard, so it's fairly handy, and get up around 6 and get in and get tacked up and just do the general yard things, and the boss will be in there at 7:10 and he'll drive a filly or a colt, and from 7:40 on we'll kick on from there and get the lots out.
How many lots would you have?
We had 4 before breakfast and maybe 2 or 3 after, so keeps us busy, but we get there's a nice canteen there, so that keeps us happy at breakfast time.
I've been down there, and fortunate to be down there. It's a fabulous facility, and you can see the way it's been developed, but there's not a blade of grass out of place.
No, that's it. It's very well kept, you know, from the gardeners and the yard staff up to Kevin and everyone, you know, there's a lot of, everyone dresses themselves well as well for work, and it's always neat and tidy, you know, 12:30 and 5 o'clock in the evening, the yard will be spotless.
And yourself and Dylan Brown really flying the flag for Donegal this year. The pair of you are very good riders, but you're getting opportunities, but it's a tough jurisdiction to make it pay. You see, you know, there must have been a handful of riders went to England over the last month or so to try and make it pay. But it's a real, I suppose, a gesture to you that you have the ability, and when you lose your claim, do you envisage yourself staying here?
Yeah, definitely. You know, well, I'll stay with Mr. Bulger as long as I'm getting the opportunities, and but like that, even up until last season, you know, I was stuck in 12 winners for 2 years, and it's just, whatever, you'll only get out of it what you put into it. So keep the head down and keep driving away, and you'll get whatever you want out of it, really.
And it's full on. It's nearly 7 days a week for flat racing anyway. There's the odd day off here and there with a day off on Monday. Outside of racing, do you keep an eye on the footballers?
Yeah, I'd watch a bit of soccer there. My my twin brother would be into that, so he was down at the weekend. We watched a bit of that, so I'd keep an eye on it just to keep it interesting anyway.
And I suppose, final question, Derby Day here. Obviously, you won the Apprentice Derby on Friday, but Derby Day, riding in front of crowds, we've all missed them. Jockeys, did you notice that yesterday? Was there a feeling of a much more of an atmosphere here yesterday?
I didn't mind it too much last year. I had a great year without them, so it's not going to put any ill effects on me anyway. But it's great to see them back, and hopefully now we can kick on from here and get racing back and get more people in it, hopefully.
And finally, anybody in your family, are they connected with racing in any shape or form, or are you just a lone wolf?
Oh, my granddad, he had an equestrian centre, and he would have had a permitted licence as well, and he trained a couple of winners in England and that, but when he passed on, it was always gonna fly the flag from there on in, but they all seem to have a lot more interest now anyway.
That's good. Well, listen, continued success. You're having a great year. Keep it up, and you never know. Is the aim to be try to be champion apprentice this year? It's going to be tough with Dylan setting a strong pace in front.
That's it. Oh, Dylan's gone off now. He's the pacemaker anyway. We'll see if we can catch him. But I ride every day as I can, just the next day on to the next day, you know, and hopefully I can keep plugging away and keep going.